My fellow members of the Board of Supervisors, CEO Robinson, County Council Doering, and those of you who are in the chambers today, and those of you who might be watching this on television or over the internet, it is a privilege to present to you today the State of the County for 2009. I want to call special attention to our newest supervisor, Vito Chiesa, who took office just a few weeks ago and represents District 2. He will be a great addition to this board. 1 year ago, about this time, we heard from then-chairman Tom Mayfield warning us that we were in for a difficult time, that our economy was struggling, that recovery, while it would come, would take longer and require more sacrifices than we've seen before. We lost Supervisor Mayfield last month, but his assessment of the economy last February was absolutely correct. In fact, the economic indicators and the revenue and budget projections for Stanislaus County presented an even bleaker picture. Local governments like the county cannot print money to meet our obligations. Every dollar we spend on services, salaries, pension contributions, fuel, medical services, law enforcement, health clinics, and the myriad of tasks that the county performs must have an identified revenue source. When the county is required to increase spending in any area, and remember that some of these spending programs are mandated by the courts for the state and federal government, full funding is not often passed on with the requirement, and the money must come from elsewhere in the county, which means that some programs may have to be reduced or eliminated, and some employees let go. California's state controller has told us that he will not authorize payments for state obligations as of February 1st. Unless the governor and the legislature agree on a state budget. That represents the loss of millions of dollars for county programs in which we act as transfer agents for federal and state government. Should the legislature in Sacramento not reach an agreement, Stanislaus County may have to take emergency action to either close off those services, or if we're not allowed to take that step, find the money by closing other programs and laying off other staff. President Obama and Congress are trying to jumpstart the national economy. We hope and pray that what they do has a positive impact, but even the rosiest projections look for little improvement over at least the next 2 years. We will be on our own for most of that time. We need to also remember some of the challenges we face are unique to Stanislaus County. These deal with property tax revenues, highway funding, and our county retirement fund. Depending on how Sacramento balances the state budget, we are likely to have more cuts that we will have to adjust to. And we will need to watch carefully to see if the infrastructure and economic packages coming out of Washington and Sacramento will limit our ability to compete because we are not a self-help county. While Measure S came up just short, I want to mention how proud we should be of the unity and cooperation of the entire county cities and so many of our civic leaders for putting together such a great effort. Securing approval for a tax increase is never easy, and doing so in tough economic times is even more of a challenge. We came within a few hundred votes of getting the required two-thirds out of over 160,000 ballots cast. This result was unfortunate, because the sales tax would have provided the needed matching funds for us to obtain a much larger share a federal stimulus package for road improvements. Without those matching funds from sales tax, we will not receive nearly as much federal funding in our road system, and our drivers will continue to suffer. Stanislaus County also faces another significant challenge, and that is to maintain adequate funding for our retirement fund. A recent review indicates the fund's actuarial assumptions are out of sync with accepted norms and must be corrected. This is in addition to the $500 million loss that the fund has incurred because of the 2008 market collapse. Next month, when an updated actuarial study is presented, we will get more information on this issue. Our obligation is to ensure that the vested benefits for retired and current county employees are fully funded. The county will work with the retirement board to see that this is achieved without requiring layoffs of existing employees or cuts in services to the public. This is an important issue. as decreases in retirement contributions, increases in retirement contributions will affect our ability to provide funding for critical services in Stanislaus County, including law enforcement services and other critical non-law enforcement programs. It is the commitment of this board that Stanislaus County will honor our obligation to provide vested benefits to our retirees. That is a legal and ethical responsibility. I look forward to working with the retirement board to make certain that county employees and county retirees will have a sustainable fund to cover their vested benefits. Stanislaus County doesn't occur in a bubble. The weak and collapsing economy impacts us directly and indirectly. Traditional revenues to the county are down for the first time in memory. Home foreclosures are among the worst in the nation. In Patterson alone, one in every five homes is in default or foreclosure. Unemployment ticks upward. Cuts made in Sacramento trickle down to the streets, the schools, and the neighborhoods of Stanislaus County. In times like this, the number of people seeking public assistance increases. Over 54,000 people in Stanislaus County are now receiving food stamps, and more than 117,000 people are receiving Medi-Cal benefits. But it's not only the poor that are at risk. For many people, retirement funding in their 401k programs has been decimated. The market value of their homes has been reduced in some cases by 50%, undermining their major and sometimes only asset. Daily, we read of another big or small retailer shutting its doors. That means lost jobs, lost revenue to local and state governments, and increased social services costs. Stanislaus County not only listened to the warning given by Supervisor Mayfield last year, it has acted. Over 190 part-time positions have been eliminated as departments throughout the county have adjusted to staffing levels to respond to declining revenues. Full-time positions have been eliminated in child support services, the building department, our health services agency, library, and other departments. The county has reduced the number of full-time allocated positions by 200 within the last 18 months. No one enjoys letting staff go, but we must take the necessary steps to meet this challenge. As of today, we are predicting revenues from assessed property values in Stanislaus County to decline by $6.3 million during this budget year. We are also anticipating losses in sales tax revenue, Prop 172 public safety funding, Williamson Act funding, and vehicle license fees. Added together, this represents an overall loss to the general fund by $17.5 million. Despite the loss in revenue, Stanislaus County will focus on law enforcement issues and issues essential services to the people of this county. We will also act to help where we can in economic development and coordinating with cities and units of government on specific programs and issues that impact our quality of life and that can help create jobs. To achieve this goal, the Board of Supervisors should meet on a regular basis with the nine city mayors to work on regional issues important to us all. We must learn to look beyond our own boundaries to plan, build, and finance regional projects where it makes sense to do so. Planning, building infrastructure, and creating jobs will happen a lot faster if we have a dialogue with each other. Agriculture and farming make important contributions to the economy of Stanislaus County. It is our economic foundation and our number one industry. Stanislaus County farmers produce 200 crops on 835,000 acres with a value of $2.4 billion. The value of agricultural production has a multiplier effect in our local economy by generating activities such as food processing, transportation, and related services. A strong agricultural economy results in more jobs for county residents. It is the foundation that has allowed us to weather prior economic storms. Stanislaus County must continue to be an advocate for agriculture. We must continue our support of the Ag Commissioner's Office and related programs. We must also continue our commitment to the UC Cooperative Extension Service that conducts educational and applied research programs that help our farmers develop best management practices to compete in the world market. Our agricultural element that passed in 2007 has important provisions for agriculture. This important document focuses on economic and environmental impacts to agricultural land and the natural resources needed to support this vital industry. It offers provisions for directing growth to cities, mitigating loss of farmland, and supports continued participation in the Williamson Act. The county's farmland is an irreplaceable natural resource that deserves protection. By balancing the need to create housing and job opportunities for an expanding population with the need to protect our agricultural lands, we will help ensure continued success of local agriculture. Stanislaus County repaved nearly 200 miles of roads in 2008. They hope to do the same in 2009. We are moving forward to our plan to repave each of the nearly 1,600 miles of roads in this county once every 10 years. This is an ambitious goal, but a deserving goal. The city of Modesto will annex the Shackelford area this year, and that is a good sign. It is important that county pocket areas become part of the cities that surround them. The county will continue to work in collaboration with our cities and redevelopment agencies to put in the infrastructure needed to upgrade these islands so that annexation can occur. Urban areas must have urban services. The Health Services Agency completed its first year as a federally qualified health look-alike system. That simply means that we get a greater reimbursement from the federal government for providing certain health services. It took several years to obtain this designation, and access to health care has improved. Our clinic system provided over 240,000 patient visits in 2008, and the health agency continues to be the largest health care safety net provider in our community. The West Side continues to be one of our greatest health care challenges. Lack of facilities, specialists, and long distance to the nearest hospital present a challenge that must be addressed. 2 years ago, the West Side Health Care Task Force was formed to find solutions that will improve access to health care for the people that live in this region. The cities of Newman, Patterson, and Gustine, working in conjunction with Stanislaus and Merced counties, Emmanuel and Doctors Hospital, the Westside Community and Del Puerto Healthcare Districts, Golden Valley Health Center, Sutter Gould, along with the Keystone Business Park, are developing a strategic plan with realistic goals and programs that are flexible and specific to these communities. We are making progress, but there is still much more to do. This cross-county, multi-city, and district approach can serve as a model to address many of our regional needs, none of which can be met by the cities or the districts acting alone. We were successful in obtaining federal funding to continue with the Oristuba Creek Flood Control Project. Upon completion of this study, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the City of Newman will have a local plan for implementing a flood control project in their town that has been ravaged by Oristuba Creek, which has flooded 13 times over the last 50 years. The county has committed $3 million to this project, and we will aggressively lobby for federal funds so that construction can soon begin. All Stanislaus County residents deserve to live in homes, neighborhoods, and have schools and workplaces free from the threat of criminal behavior. No quality of life measurement, whether it is income, health, educational status, amounts to much if one lives in the state of fear. This county will continue to make the safety of our residents our number one goal. The Stanislaus County Sheriff's Department has completed a decentralization of services, establishing regional offices in Riverbank, Waterford, and Patterson. This change means that deputies will spend less time driving to their sometimes remote patrol areas and more time providing direct service to better protect the public they serve. Our high-tech crime unit will soon be moving to a larger facility in the district attorney's office. This important unit has lacked the necessary equipment and personnel to adequately investigate crimes such as identity theft and child pornography. This must change. Next week, we will be traveling to Washington, D.C. in an attempt to secure additional funding for equipment and staffing so that the high-tech crime unit can do this important investigative work more effectively. We have increased funding for our real estate fraud unit. Con artists have increasingly victimized county residents who've been caught up in the declining housing market. Prosecution of these cases can be difficult and time-consuming because of their complexity. The increased funding of this unit will help ensure our district attorney has the resources necessary to prosecute criminals who victimize those that are in financial difficulty. We must also continue to investigate and prosecute rural crimes. Our Rural Crimes Prevention Program addresses rural and agricultural crime in Stanislaus County and works in conjunction with neighboring counties. Theft of agricultural products and equipment, as well as vandalism, is an increasing problem. This unit is important to our rural residents and our farm community. Continued funding must remain one of our priorities. Over this last year, we have made tremendous headway in development of responsible programs to provide more humane care for our abandoned and abused pets. The county's animal shelter is old and not designed for current animal health standards. We have worked hard planning for a new shelter and partnering with local cities to join in this project. Our goal is to complete construction of a new shelter by 2010. Our challenge as a Board of Supervisors is to continue to lead with vision, aware of our precarious and economic environment, and be ever mindful that we are stewards of the county taxpayer. To this end, we must be more vigilant than ever that tax revenues are spent prudently. We as the Board of Supervisors commit to do everything reasonable within our power to protect the public interest. Over this next year, law enforcement and prosecution of criminals will continue to be our highest priority. Every reasonable effort will be made to protect our fragile health care system, which serves more than 15% of the residents in our county. We will work to provide needed social services to help families in desperate circumstances get the help they need. We will work to position the county for economic growth and development and to be ready when the economy begins to recover. We will continue with our philosophy of being fiscally conservative and prudent with the funds we have. We will continue to work smarter and seek more efficient operation from government. We will work to leverage state and federal funds that we are able to access. We will plan and be prepared with infrastructure projects, even though funds might not be available today to start construction. We will continue our commitment to be the best stewards we can of the funds we receive in the areas of road and transit. Most of that work isn't done by the five of us sitting here today as supervisors. It is being done by our Stanislaus County employees. We can't thank them enough for the efforts on behalf of the public that we represent. The task is even made harder in these challenging times. I want to close with another quote from Tom Mayfield's statement last year, and the philosophy that shaped his years on this board. In thanking his colleagues on the board, Tom said, "We often engage in heated debate, that when the public dollar is at stake, and when programs that impact so many lives are on the line, we have an obligation to fight hard for our beliefs. But we should be mindful that to disagree doesn't mean we disrespect each other. It simply means we disagree." And that statement is as true today as it was last year. We also need to remember that while our circumstances are dire today, they will change for the better. No one likes bad times, but we will get through this. And our county, and our neighborhoods, and our communities will recover. Stanislaus County has known many hardships in the past. Each time we have risen to the occasion, and there should be no doubt that we shall do so again. Thank you.
see.
What did I do with the agenda?
I don't know, but you can use this one.
Just had it here.
Come here, Stack, and use that one. Come here, Stack, and use that one.
Okay.
Use the right one.
Okay, this is the time that we have public comment for anybody in the audience who would like to talk on an issue that is not on the agenda. I have one request to speak to Robert Shackelford.
I'm a community advocate. I primarily.
Excuse me. I thought it was.
What's that? I know. It's early in the morning. You know, I'm usually attending these things at night. I primarily advocate from the Modesto Airport District. I'm expanding into La Loma. And I just wanted to bring some couple items to your attention just to make some comments. Well, first of all, I'd just like to maybe offer a bit of a disclaimer. As we all learn more and more, heavy is the head that wears the crown. Sheriff Christensen is really, he takes a lot of heat for a lot of problems that were well before his time. He inherited a lot. And I still to this day think this man has risen to the occasion and done a wonderful job leading the Sheriff's Department. The things that I'm about to say, I'm going to do my very best to continue to defend the integrity, the heritage, the purity of the Stanislaus County Sheriff's Department, and in no way am I pointing fingers, and certainly in no way am I trying to disrespect our good Sheriff Adam Christensen. But I did just want to bring to light somewhere where we might want to take a closer look. Some people have been talking, and it's been brought to my attention about what to some of us concerned citizens seems like a rather large expenditure for some horse trailers and a couple trucks. And I guess that my question is if you could maybe take a closer look at this and for the sake of the community, if these things, I mean, I understand that mounted forces are necessary. When I read this part in the budget as far as protecting our citizens, it just seemed the priorities maybe slightly out of whack. It talked about parades, talked about the officers being able to change on location. I understand some of these things. It's just that it's your wonderful address that you just gave. You realize these are extremely tough times. It's time for us to be rise to the occasion and be very, very resourceful. So I would just ask you if you could look at these items, and if you deem that they're appropriate, help us in the community understand why so. Thank you very much.
Okay. Hang on there, Robert. There, the CEO might address this.
Yes, I would like to read the excerpt from the final budget document that was submitted to the public and the Board of Supervisors respecting this particular acquisition. Additionally, a request is being made to increase appropriations by $150,000 for half of the cost to purchase two trucks and trailers for the mounted unit. The two trucks and trailers will be used to transport four horses, each to events and festivals such as the Patterson Apricot Festival, Riverbank Wine and Cheese, Houston Fruit and Nut, X-Fest, Stanislaus County Fair, and the Knights Ferry Peddlers Fair to provide sheriff's services. And underscore to provide sheriff's services. The mounted unit consists of 12 horses. The two trucks and trailers will allow the deputies to be self-sufficient, providing restrooms, food, water, and clothing to these individuals when responding to emergencies in remote locations. These two trucks and trailers are anticipated to have a useful life of 10 years. Contract cities fund balance, and those are the cities that are being served that I had identified, will fund half of the purchase of the equipment, and the balance will come from existing appropriations. The traditionally what has happened is that private persons, the deputies themselves typically, have provided the transport of the horses. And that was a situation that created a fairly substantial liability to the county and to the taxpayers within the county, as we found out during the year last year. And so this recommendation provides not only a benefit to the contract cities who paid half of the cost, but also to all residents who like to go out into remote areas and for whom our mounted unit may be called for service.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. What I'm looking for. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Is there anybody else from the public who wishes to address this board on any item that is not on the agenda? Seeing none, we will move on to the consent calendar. Does any member of this board wish to pull an item from the consent calendar?
I'd like to pull number 2, just for clarification.
A2?
Yeah.
It has been a request
to
pull.
B2, I'm sorry. B2. Oh, no.
Okay, item B2.
B2. I'll pull that.
Okay, any other item anyone wishes to pull? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion for the consent calendar except for item B2, which we'll take separately.
So moved. Second.
Okay, motion is made by Supervisor Monteith and seconded by Supervisor Grover. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, motion carried 5-0. We'll go to item B2.
Yes, this is a request to revise the resolution that was approved earlier by the Board of Supervisors for the application of the State of California Local Youthful Offender Rehabilitative Facility Construction Funding. This provides, or would provide, if the county application was accepted, critical funding for the construction of juvenile facilities to house our current juveniles. I notice Jerry Powers, our Chief Probation Officer, has moved to the front. Would you like to say something more?
Essentially what this is a correction, more of a clerical correction than anything, for purposes of us pursuing the grant opportunity for funding of our juvenile commitment facility. We gave a presentation in December, I believe it was, to this board to ask for approval to pursue those funds. What this does and what we did in the resolution was we essentially made an accounting mistake that could potentially cost us points in the evaluation process when it comes time to compete for this grant. And what we did was we underestimated the amount of money that we would be putting into the cash portion of this, and it was actually pointed out by the Correction Standards Authority. The technical review said that we had undercredited ourselves, and by undercrediting ourselves, we were going to short ourselves some points. So it's really a bookkeeping maneuver. It doesn't change the cost or the amount that we're asking from this board to put forward for the project. It simply scores more on the cash side for accounting purposes. We knew we were going to spend it if we get it, and we just didn't properly account for some of the costs associated with it on the cash side. So we're putting ourselves back into the competition, essentially.
Okay. I'm sorry, because we had talked, and I didn't read this before we had talked, and I know they're just clarifications, but this is money we haven't spent yet. These are going to go towards the architectural, environmental review, and construction management. That's the additional
correct
monies that we're talking about, so we'll be credited for that. And then we're supposed to match with 25%. A minimum of 5% of the project has to be a cash match. If I had the 1.2 and the 3.6 it's 5.8, right? Which is close to the 25%. Is that the $24 million or potential?
Yeah, we're asking for $18 million.
Yeah.
The total project cost is around $24 million. I'm sure Patty can give you the exact figures. So the $6 million includes cash match and in-kind. The in-kind includes the property that we've identified in that part of it. So we're thinking the 3.2, I think, was the number that you used. We realized the amount of cash that we could actually claim for purposes of pursuing the grant.
So we're going to be at our 5% with that 1.2 million. I mean, we'll already be at that point.
Yes, we will. Yeah.
I know that I'm sorry because I usually like to ask these questions ahead of time.
Okay.
But it confused me just a little bit. So
yeah, and it's really bookkeeping is what it comes down to, or accounting. The way they determined what qualified for cash match was a little different than how we were interpreting it. And when they clarified it, we didn't want to leave points on the table, so to speak, in competing for this money.
Yeah, it really doesn't in any way increase the cost associated with the project. It just improves our position in relation to competition with other public agencies.
Yeah. Supervisor Grover?
Supervisor Monteith and I work on the Public Safety Committee, and we met last week with Jerry and Patty and the group and talked in depth about this and the next step, and we'll be traveling to Sacramento in early February along with the group because it's competitive to make a presentation, and we feel very strongly that we're in good position for it. But this is just a good next step for where we need to go.
And I think, as we've said all along, our plan, and as we've reported to you, is we will keep you in decision-making mode throughout this entire process. We will periodically bring it back to you as we get to each next stage. If we're successful in Sacramento and we get a conditional award, at that point we'll have an opportunity to come back to the board, let you know how much they actually gave us. Then we'll have an opportunity to negotiate with the state as far as the contract terms for this. Obviously, you'll be involved at that point. So each decision-making trigger point along the way, you will get a report from us.
Any further questions of the probation officer?
Thank you.
How are you doing on that dog? You got it on? Trained and ready to go?
My plan is next week we will bring the dog for your board meeting and introduce him to all of you. So I will have him. I was going to do it today, but with the state of the county address, I figured next week would be a better time. So you'll get to meet him next week.
Dog trained to bite attorneys, too?
Especially attorneys.
Okay, any further questions or discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
A motion made by Supervisor O'Brien, seconded by Supervisor Chiesa. Approve item B2. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carried 5-0. We will move to item B9. Approval to accept a donation of 2 personal watercraft and trailers from 2 private citizens. Sheriff Christensen?
Good morning, Chairman DeMartini, members of the board, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Doran. We can probably take 9 and 10 together if you like, since they're both of mine. I just wanted to take a moment and, first of all, Supervisor DeMartini, thank you for your comments. Yeah, in this morning's state of the county address. Obviously, all of us have a lot of work to do in our partnerships throughout the community. Facing our budgetary challenges and our ability to serve the community is going to be very tough. Certainly, everything we do at the Sheriff's Department is based upon service to the community and making sure that we meet the demands and do our best to provide an effective and efficient level of service. And through partnerships, we've been able to acquire this morning a couple of pieces of equipment that would normally cost much more money than they cost in this case. And that starts with the 2 jet skis that are mentioned in item number 9. Basically, through the generosity of Mr. David Benn and Mr. Rick Donker, we had a couple of watercraft that they weren't using anymore, and they offered those to us. And if you look at the fair market value, it's a pretty good donation. And we are responsible for 2 reservoirs in the waterways throughout Stanislaus County. We have a water enforcement team and a special vehicle off-road unit that ensure the safety of people who enjoy outdoor recreational sports. and our ability to respond to rescues and drownings on those waterways is better served through the use of watercraft like these, and so I wanted to present this morning for your approval the donation of that equipment, and certainly publicly recognize both Mr. Ben and Mr. Donker for their generous donation. The second item, item number 10, which has to do with a previously serviceable emergency response vehicle, the Salida Fire Protection District, under the command of Chief Dale Skiles and his team, did not have a need for this particular piece of equipment anymore. It's an F-700 truck that was originally designed to respond to emergencies such as vehicle accidents and those types of things. This is a piece of equipment that is very expensive. The fair market value is probably in excess of about $150,000, and they've graciously given us an opportunity to acquire that piece of equipment and put it in service at the Sheriff's Department through the support and use of our MATE team, the Major Accident Investigation Team, as well as our ongoing efforts with Avoid the 12 and DUI enforcement throughout the county in our efforts to minimize and hopefully eliminate the deaths associated with alcohol consumption and drinking and driving. So again, I wanted to publicly say thank you to both of those entities, the individuals I mentioned, as well as the Salida Fire Protection District, and encourage your approval of both of these items in accepting the donation, and we will certainly benefit from this equipment at the Sheriff's Department.
Okay, Supervisor O'Brien.
Sheriff, actually, the one too, I'd like to thank those private citizens as well for donating the personal watercraft. Will you be putting lights on those so that it can be easily identified that it is sheriff's personnel?
Yes, we will put the appropriate lighting and graphics on both of those watercraft that will match the rest of what we have in the current fleet.
Wonderful. And then the second comment I want to make is a thank you to the Salida Fire District. That part of government just really excites me when people, when a public agency no longer has a use for a piece of equipment, that they're able to give it to another public agency that can be immediately put into place. So
I agree.
Congratulations to you and Salida for coming together on that.
It's a great service to the community.
Are there any further questions for the sheriff? Further discussion? I see no reason that we can't take these items together, do you, Mr. Doring? Do you want to do them separately?
I'd recommend two separate motions.
Okay, we can do that. We'll take item B9.
I'd like to make a motion to approve B9, acceptance of the watercrafts.
Okay. In the future, if you could speak into the microphone. I did hear it, but just for the record.
Second.
Okay. Motion made by Supervisor Chiesa and seconded by Supervisor Grover. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carried 5-0. Item B10. Any further discussion? And entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Supervisor O'Brien, seconded by Supervisor Monteith. Approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carried 5-0.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you, Sheriff. Item B11. Approval of a new policy regarding county department heads and assistant department heads and vacation schedules. Mr. Robinson.
Yes, thank you very much. Stanislaus County currently operates under the direction of 25 appointed or elected department heads. Of those 25, currently approximately 15 have assistants that that work alongside the appointed department head. The proposal before you today is to add to the county policy manual a policy statement which says, and I will read it, department heads and assistant department heads shall not schedule a vacation during the same time in order to maximize the availability of county leadership during normal working hours.
Okay. Discussion of the item? Supervisor O'Brien?
I don't know if there's any discussion, but if not, I'm willing to make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve. Any other discussion from anyone else? Supervisor Chiesa.
I guess, and again, I'm going to say this over and over for the first year that I'm new, and obviously this isn't a problem that I've come up against, and Supervisor O'Brien has had an issue with this, and I respect that. I just wonder, again, if it's because there's 15 department heads that are going to fall under this, only 15 department heads, and it excludes unscheduled absences, illnesses, and other things of that nature. Is this what we're trying to accomplish? Again, because I haven't had any issues, and I'm the new guy. I just want to...
Basically, I want to be able to have the board send a clear message to our organization that our public, the people we represent, the people we serve, are the most important factor of our job. And to me, it doesn't make logical sense in the customer service aspect of running an organization that the two top decision makers of the department are scheduled to be gone at the same time on vacation. And we could have made this policy much broader and much stricter, but I took a very gentle approach to send a clear message that the customer service to our residents are very important to the Board of Supervisors. So that's the message that I was trying to send. I think we could have not brought this to the Board of Supervisors, but I wanted it to be public record and a policy of the Board of Supervisors.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And in my experience in the last 4 years, I've never come across this as being a problem. I hate to kind of saddle the departments with the things that I don't feel are a problem. So my intention is to vote against this. Any further discussion? Okay, motion on the floor. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
No.
No. Motion failed. 3-2. I have that right, Supervisor Monti?
Correct.
Myself, Supervisor Keita, both no. Okay, motion fails. Schedule matters. You have no legislative report today?
I do.
Go ahead.
We'll go to the correspondence first. Clerk will give the correspondence.
This board has received a letter from the State of California Business Transportation and Housing Agency requesting support of the California Consensus Principles on Federal Transportation Authorization for 2009.
Referred to the Department of Public Works.
This board has received a notice from the California Public Utilities Commission regarding the initiation of a rulemaking proceeding to consider regulations to reduce potential fire hazards associated with electric utility facilities and communication facilities in close proximity to electric transmission and distribution lines.
Refer to the Chief Executive Office and Office of Emergency Services.
This board has received a press release from the California State Auditor announcing the Voters First Act, Proposition 11, regional public meeting schedule relating to the state auditor's application and selection process for the Citizens Redistricting Commission.
Refer to the Chief Executive Officer.
This board has received a letter from the Circuit City Stores, Inc. regarding their plans to close their store at 3401 Dale Road in Modesto, California, and anticipate that 53 employees will be terminated on March 21, 2009, or within the 14 days thereafter, per the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act.
Refer to the Alliance WorkNet and the Stanislaus Economic Development and Workforce Alliance.
This board has received a letter from the California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection regarding a new policy titled Board of Forestry and Fire Protection Policy No. 12, Professional Foresters Registration, Guidance on Certified Range and Manager Program.
Refer to the Department of Planning and Community Development, the Department of Environmental Resources, Agricultural Commissioner and Sealer of Weights and Measures, and the Chief Executive Office, Office of Emergency Services.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office, Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisors reports? Supervisor Monteith.
I'd like to report on something very positive that's happening in the county. As most of you are familiar, the United States Department of Veteran Affairs has agreed to place a skilled nursing unit in an outpatient health facility in Central California. For years, our local veterans have had to travel a great distance up and over the Altamont to get health service in the Bay Area. I'm extremely pleased the VA has agreed to place these new health services in the Valley. Currently, San Joaquin County and Stanislaus County are working with the VA, providing them information and answering their questions to help them make an informed decision as to which county will be the home of these new services. Only one location will be selected. Our understanding at this present is that there will be a recommendation from the consultant working for the VA within the next 3 weeks. This issue is very important to Stanislaus County, and we have been diligent in working with the VA and their consultant. We feel very strongly that the Stanislaus County would make an excellent new home. In either case, our veterans and their families win because these services are now available locally. But it goes without saying Stanislaus County would be extremely pleased to be the new home for the VA. I want to thank the county staff, our community members and veterans who have been involved in this project as the selection process is getting very close to a final. Your work is greatly appreciated. And we're hoping that in Stanislaus County we will be chosen. If not, the veterans still win in this valley. Thank you.
Are there further Board of Supervisor reports? Okay, seeing none, legislative and fiscal management report. Mr. Robinson.
Yes, I would like to follow up on just one point relative to Supervisor Monteith's report, and that is that we do have word that Congressman Radanovich is going to write a letter of support for Stanislaus County's efforts to site the veterans facility within our county. I'd also like to point out a couple ongoing elements of the current state budget. One is would have a fairly significant effect on the district attorney's office. That's reduction of the vertical prosecution and rural crime grants. Vertical prosecution in the neighborhood of about $125,000. Rural crime in the neighborhood of $105,000 reduction. So both would have a very significant adverse impact. State DA's Association and DA Flatiger are working hard to try to address this, to retain this critical funding for the benefit of the residents of Stanislaus County. We've heard a lot of discussion recently about the potential that the state could withhold payment on certain types of services. We've done a very preliminary analysis that is still ongoing, and believe the one-month impact, if the funding delay was only for 1 month, would affect two departments most substantially, the first being our Community Services Agency, and the impact could range in the $2.5 to $3.5 million range, and our behavioral health programs. A February delay would cost us almost $500,000. The estimated at $478,000. Great deal of activity still in Sacramento. We are so hopeful that the Big Five will develop and present for the legislature and the executive branch a budget solution that will allow funding to continue. The long-term implications of this, of course, are still unknown, yet we do know that there are going to be significant long-term ramifications of this short-term lack of agreement between the legislature and the governor's office.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Robinson. Supervisor Grover.
I neglected to mention under our report that yesterday in Fresno was the next public iteration of the blueprint process. And although it wasn't completely reported in today's paper, and it could have been because the person that wrote that article was there also. Stanislaus County, it looks like, had the second largest contingent of counties of anyone that participated. I know Supervisor Chiesa and Chairman DeMartini and myself were there along with a lot of county staff, and I think just every city had a representative, although I didn't see all of them. So Stanislaus County was very well represented. The vast majority of the day was spent on rehashing what had been talked about in times past. And then this morning it was reported that the group voted for the maximum density, although it didn't say the percentages of what the other ones that were lesser amounts were there. So all those information, pieces of information will be forthcoming, I think, in the near future. STANCOG will continue to deal in depth with this effort, and I think it's fair to characterize this board's position as we are there to support what our cities want to do, because we're only talking about housing. We're not talking about jobs, housing balance. We're not talking about a job creation and many of the other things that go along with the infrastructure for transportation and those things. But the blueprint is focused on housing densities, and we'll be supporting where our cities want to go. To date, they have said we want to continue with our general plan designations, since those are vetted and under CEQA and all the important things that go along with that. When you look at those numbers, they're very close to the second densest scenario that's being presented anyhow. So I think it's not a fair characterization to say that we aren't involved and that we're lukewarm. We're just continuing the process that has been previously set aside in California as the proper process for future growth. As the chairman mentioned today, we intend to spend considerable amount of time working regionally with other counties and particularly with our cities to do planning for the future. So just wanted to throw that out there. If either one of you gentlemen care to expand, please do.
Supervisor Gibson? We did write down together, though. I would agree with Supervisor Grover in that what the cities have in the works in their general plan is very similar to the densities that the blueprint's talking about already, and I just cannot see the reason for just blanketly going along with it when the cities have spent all this time on their general plans already, and it's very similar anyway. The one-size-fits-all approach that you see coming out of the blueprint is, I think, unrealistic. What could work for Newman is not necessarily what could work for City of Modesto. I also would like to just mention that although I'm all right with higher housing density, and that is the trend that we're going to be in anyway because of the high cost of the land and just putting in the infrastructure, but there is a flawed assumption from the blueprint that says that this valley is going to triple in population, and they have some unrealistic number of how many millions of people are going to move in here. And I'm not sure what they're basing that on, unless they expect that the Bay Area counties will just dump off the population that they have on us that they don't want to build housing for. And although we are looking at jobs to housing balance, that we will create some housing and jobs, the Bay Area seems to be focused on just providing the jobs and letting the people who work at those industries live 100 miles away over in this area. So I think that they need to step up and build the housing that they need for their population, instead of expecting us to take care of it for them and have these people drive 2 hours back and forth to work each day. So, Supervisor O'Brien.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to pipe in as well. And since we talked about getting all the facts printed in the paper, I would encourage the B to take a look at people per square mile and housing per square mile of all the major cities in this 8-county area that we're looking at. And I think they might be a little bit surprised by the results. And maybe Stanislaus County isn't too far off basis with our decision of supporting our cities and what they want, being that out of all the major cities, Modesto has the most people per square mile and the most houses per square mile of any major city in the valley.
And Supervisor Monteith?
In the past, in Sacramento, which this has been discussed numerous times, of which I was vice chairman of Housing and Land for 8 years, this is an ongoing discussion. I think it boils down to an example which was going on a few years ago, where, for example, you take the city of Walnut Creek had decided that they weren't going to build any more homes. So you have communities that were not taking on their burden of responsibility, which then was compounding the problem of those looking for homes, the only homes available in the valley. So this is an ongoing issue of which we need to get the communities and the cities throughout the state to take on their burden of responsibility rather than, excuse the expression, dumping their problem onto the valley, which has been a challenge that we've had for a number of years. And so this is an ongoing process, and I'm glad to see that we're taking the approach we're still taking. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Anything else further to say? Okay, we will adjourn to closed session. Mr. Doering?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We have scheduled conference with legal counsel to discuss anticipated litigation involving one case. This will be held pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision C. And we do not expect any report out.
Okay. This meeting is adjourned.